Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 1:30 p.m. Today is February 26, 2019. And today we have present Senator Schauer, Senator Wilson, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence your cell phones. And I want to thank Chris Dickrell with Senate Records and Flannery Ballard with the LIO and Amy Bushnell, our transportation aide. Today we have one item on the agenda, and that is Senate Bill 4, naming Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge. We'll be hearing the bill and taking public testimony today. And this, at this time, I'd like to welcome Senator Coghill and his legislative intern, Radames Mercado, to the table. And if I didn't pronounce that correctly, I'm sure you will. You know how to pronounce it. So please state your names for the record and tell us about the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator John Coghill, Senate Seat B from the North Pole, Fairbanks area. And Radames is an intern with the University of Alaska and working in my office, and this is a project that he has been working on. So I will introduce it, and Madam Chair, if it's okay with you, I will have to excuse myself so that I can go do other responsibilities. I'm on another meeting that starts in about 10 minutes.
What if it's not okay with me? No, I'm just kidding.
Then you can always hold this bill over, Madam Chair.
Let the record
you are in charge.
Let the record reflect that Senator Michiki has joined us, and yes, it will be okay with me, Senator Coghill. So, Radames, I apologize for mispronouncing your first name.
It's okay, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, Senate Bill 4 was brought to me by some of the local folks up there in the Fairbanks area that are in the public safety arena. Scott Johnson, and I have a picture here of Scott, was tragically killed in an unfortunate incident, which I think Radames will go over. But he served Alaska well. He grew up in Alaska and in the Tok area specifically. He was a wonderful man. He was wonderful to the state of Alaska. He has been a big part of a variety of different lives, everything from wrestling to coaching to public safety to community members. And, of course, he raised a family and tragically was taken. In Tok, they're building a new bridge. And it had come to my attention that since he lived and worked and played in that area, that it would be nice to name the bridge after him. In the packet, we have given you information that Radames will go over. But this is, you know, after having just buried my father just a couple days ago, you realize how much one individual's life means to the people of Alaska in so many different ways. And certainly Scott Johnson left not only a huge legacy, but he reminded us of how tragedy can happen. This is going to be one way to honor him, his work, his family, and his community all at the same time. So, Madam Chair, if it's okay with you, I'd like to have Radames go through both the honoring of Sergeant Johnson and how we intend to do it in the Tok area.
Thank you. Radames?
All right, Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Radames Mercado. So right here we have Senate Bill number 4, which is an act naming the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge. And this is, to my complete astonishment, that I did not know that we had to write legislation just to rename a bridge, but it's very interesting to see how this is all working out. And we're going to be changing it from the Tok River Bridge to the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge to honor his name, to honor his legacy, and to honor the sacrifice that he made as an Alaskan state trooper. And he's a very good gentleman, and he succeeded through his wife and his three lovely daughters. And I hope that this is a way we can memorialize his name near the city of community of Tok, where he grew up, where he hunted, where he spent his time with his family and friends. He was very adamant about his relationship with wrestling. He was a very interesting fellow, where he spent many years counseling the youth to become better children and become better leaders through their wrestling career and through their daily lives. He was very, very close to those children, and he spent a lot of time teaching them the very straightforward techniques, and he was like a mentor to them all. He also was very good with he got a Bachelor of Science in Criminology in 1991, and he's very intellectual gentleman, and it's sad that he had to go through this sacrifice. But in the end, it's a grave honor for him, and I hope that this is a very minute way that we can pay that respect towards his sacrifice to the state of Alaska. So, thank you.
Thank you. And I noted in reviewing the material that he wanted to be an Alaska State Trooper since he was a little boy. And I believe, was he living in Tok at the time of that?
So.
And so I think that it's very fitting. And, you know, you hear little boys of their dreams of what they want to be when they grow up. And lots of times those change, but it didn't for Scott. So thank you. Do members have any questions or comments?
Madam Chair, if I may just add
Please.
One other thing. He was a constituent of mine as a state senator. I lived in the North Pole area, and the North Pole has put a memoriam to several fallen troopers. And certainly the Fairbanks North Pole area has chosen to honor him and would enjoy honoring him in this way as well. So I did some checking around in the North Pole area, and they thought that was a very good idea. So it's one token, and when we drive down the highway, we see that it's called the Purple Heart Highway to remember those who have fought in wars. And as we go across bridges, it'll just remind us that men and women have made this country what it is. So this is just one way of bringing that back to light to people who do remember them, but choose to enjoy the highway as well as the scenery that this will be in. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah, it is. I've driven that way, and I look forward to seeing that sign at some point, which brings a question to mind. Notice that there's not a fiscal note. And is that correct, because the signage is part of the project itself?
Madam Chair, Rodimus Mercado speaking. There is a fiscal note. I'm afraid apparently that didn't get to you, but I did email that out. The fiscal note has all zeros. And,
oh, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. I didn't mean there wasn't a fiscal note. I meant there was a zero on the fiscal note.
Yeah, the covers, the cost cover for the signs were built into the project itself. So when they're while they're rebuilding the bridge and working on it, that cost that they're spending to rebuild the bridge was covered with the signs were covered in that cost.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Madam Chair, if I might
Senator Coghill.
We probably could have made that more clear. They're taking down an old bridge and putting up a new bridge as we speak.
And so do you know when the completion and when we make that drive, when will we see that sign? This summer?
Madam Chair, it's going to be sometime in October.
Okay.
When it should be finished.
Okay, excellent. Okay, seeing no other comments or questions from the committee, thank you, Senator Coghill, for presenting your bill, and good luck in the rest of your endeavors this afternoon. And with that, I'm now going to open public testimony for Senate Bill 4. And so we do have some online who have called in to testify, I believe. And we have Mike Lessman for questions. And we have Jess Carson, who's called in to testify. Jess Carson, can you hear me? And if you can, please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
My name is Jesse Levi Carson. I grew up with Scott in Tok. I was friends with his younger brother, wrestled with his younger brother. Scott wasn't just any high school athlete in Tok. He's one of the few people, if not the only person, to leave Tok and go compete collegially. Because of that, he was a hero in that town. Everybody looked up to him even 10 years after he was gone. He was the person that people wanted to be like in whatever sport. If you played basketball, you wanted to be like Scott and try to make college. If you played hockey, and it went across to all sports because he was so dedicated in his pursuit of it. He didn't get there based on talent. His younger brother was way more talented than he was. It was his hard work and dedication to wanting to be the best that got him to where he was at, and that's what inspired that whole town. He then went on, obviously did great things in college, redshirted his first year when he was wrestling, and actually was ranked number one going into his senior year in the nation, and chose to skip his senior year because he'd gotten a job with the North Slope Police Department, and then he wanted to pursue his dream of being a law enforcement officer. When I joined the Alaska State Troopers, Scott was a mentor to everybody, the person that everybody looked up to. He was one of my workout partners. Every time he left the gym, he made sure he did a pull-up for every single fallen officer. He was the only person I ever knew that would never leave a gym without doing that. And that's just how he lived his life. Having this bridge, I think, for Toke would mean a lot. It would... Nothing will bring Scott back, but preserving his memory, preserving his dedication, and having an example like that that we can think of every time we pass through that bridge, I think would mean a lot to anybody that knew him, and especially that town.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carson. Your testimony is particularly powerful because you, as a trooper, you understand what you face every day. So we appreciate your service. And the little story about the pull-ups is something I will always remember about Scott. So thank you. Online, we have Brandy Johnson. Brandy Johnson, welcome to Senate Transportation. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Hello. My name is Brandy Johnson. I am the surviving spouse to Scott Johnson. Chairpersons and members of the committee, first I'd like to thank Senator Coghill for inviting my input on drafting the sponsor statement for Senate Bill 4. I was notified about the bridge renaming a bit after the fact when I should have been approached before the senator's office had even called me. For me, I have found I must think about policy change beyond myself and what change it may bring to others. I realize there is not an inadequacy in policy to address here today. I like the fact that the Toke River Bridge is named what it is. The bridge has held that name for many years. Scott and I have floated the river from dawn till dusk, hunting moose from the Glen Highway to the Alcan Highway, ending at the Toke River Bridge. In that same segment of the Toke River, Scott told me stories of camping with his family as a young boy. He and I crossed the bridge twice yearly, traveling to and from Eagle, Alaska during hunting season for at least 18 years prior to him being murdered. We must remember policies that are clearly understood and supported by all factions of the community are respected and formulated in a constructive way. I'd appreciate hearing supportive testimony from the communities that centralize the area of the Toke River Bridge. Testimony from just family, friends, and coworkers limits the space for community participation and tailors the policy to a few individuals. Through public deliberation across all factions, community members will voice their respect for change or no change. Not everybody likes change. Change shouldn't be based on tradition, personal or political gain of groups or individuals. Allowing and encouraging such involvement can be realized in a way that allows individuals, that allows the community representatives to become more active members in the policymaking process. After Scott was murdered, I was asked if I was interested in naming a bridge after Scott and Gay Bridge. I was not, based on the location of the bridge. I don't want to drive past a sign with Scott's name and see that it has been shot up with bullets and spray painted. The disrespect and hurt is terrible. What is going through my child's mind when they see this kind of vandalism? As much as I appreciate the thoughtfulness of the honor, none of these honors take away the pain and loss. If anything, they make it worse for me. This is where I must look beyond myself for others. Scott's job was that of a public servant, and now I have found that his death for many will always be remembered by his job and not the person he was. In conclusion, I support the naming, the renaming of the Toke River Bridge to the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge if there is broad spread community support of the centralized area of the bridge. How our lawmakers measure that support, I will leave to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. I appreciate your testimony, and I just want to assure you that this bill will be going through the Senate Finance Committee, and it will go through probably two committees on the House side as well. And we hope to hear from more community members as they hear about the renaming. So thank you for that input. Next, we'll go to Sergeant Joshua Moore in Fairbanks. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
This is Joshua Moore. Joshua is J-O-S-H-U-A, and Moore is M-O-R-E. I knew both Scott as a state trooper and as a family member, for whatever reason, I was essentially accepted into the Johnson family, and I spent the better part of 5 years, probably more time with Scott Johnson than I spent with my own family. He's both a legend, you know, inside and outside of work, as you've heard. Hunting and fishing, he's a completely different person. Lots of laughs, lots of fun. You know, on the job, he was your golden. He was your Midas guy. He was anything that he touched, made it right. I mean, he was your go-to person. He was the person that you came to with problems, and he fixed them. He was the person that could be given any assignment and make sure that it turned out right. I've traveled around the nation. I've seen bridges named after officers. I look up those names. I find their story and appreciate the sacrifice that those individuals gave for their community and for their families. And I appreciate the what's being done here in regard to changing the name of the bridge. Scott was just not one person, not one faction. I appreciate the fact that it's the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge rather than defining him through the job that he does for the state. The appreciation is there from the public and the legislative branch in regards to what we do. It's appreciated, but it's not who we are. Who we are is what we kind of leave behind, and he's left a family and a lot of friends behind. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant Moore, for your testimony today. I'm not seeing anyone else online. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on SB4? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony. Are there any additional questions from committee members or comments? Seeing none, what is the will of the committee? Senator Schauer.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 4, Work Order 31-LS0098-M with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
And seeing no objection, the bill moves. Oh, is there an objection for purposes of discussion?
There is.
Okay, Senator Michicki.
I'm going to remove my objection in just a moment, Madam Chair, but I just want you to know that I am placing no rec on this bill, just in honor of Mrs. Johnson's desire to see how public testimony works out, particularly in finance. I support recognizing Trooper Johnson, but her comments just demonstrated a level of integrity that I find to be rare these days, and her desire for the policy to be the right policy that Alaskans support and not just recognize her husband. And I think that's just pretty amazing. So I just want you to know that, Madam Chair.
That's indeed admirable for Mrs. Johnson. So I understand that. And I'll make a comment, too. It was good to hear Sergeant Moore's testimony in regard to Scott as a fun-loving person as well. So thank you. And are you removing your objection, Senator Michicki?
I'm removing my objection, Madam Chair.
And seeing no objection, then the bill moves from committee, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. on the record. And that concludes our business today, committee members. The Transportation Committee will meet again Thursday next week on February 28th at 1:30 right here for a presentation on the Alberta to Alaska Highway. It will be presented by A2A CEO Sean McCoshin, former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, and John Ketchin. And with that, we will adjourn. Please let the record reflect the time is 1:40.